You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Momutsu, and on time, as always, three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, you were on 100 yesterday. You calmed down a little bit today, man, or we stayed on 100?
You know, Mo, you got me going yesterday. You know the questions that get me riled up. But if I need to go there, Mo, I will. But I would prefer not to go there. But if I need to go there, because Mo, I love this game. We love this game. Our Facts. Audience love this game.
Facts.
And we want to protect the integrity of the game.
Facts.
And make sure that, you know, we have a responsibility every time we do the show, is we give our best effort. But more importantly, you know, we make sure that we tell it like it is. You know, we don't want to mess up the game. So, but yeah, what's going on today? What's going on out here?
The 2025 All-Star rosters were fully announced.
Yes.
Let's take a look at them. You know, we have the stars. Let me just remind you of the starting lineups for the Western Conference. Okay. Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic. And last night, the reserves were announced.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Alperen Şengün, Victor Wembanyama, and Jalen Williams.
Okay.
What stands out to you about this list? Any notable omissions that you are seeing?
Well, congratulations to three first-timers here?
Wemby, well, Jaren Jackson's been an All-Star. Şengün,
Jalen Williams,
yeah.
And Şengün, you know, is so congratulations. I'm really happy for the first time All-Stars. Jalen Williams, I love the fact that, you know, when you value winning, you know, everything comes to you. It just comes to you. You know, you're like a magnet. When you put in the right mindset and you give to the game, it gives it right back. So congratulations to Jalen Williams. Victor Wembanyama, you know, I still haven't gotten over why he wasn't an All-Star last year, but congratulations for getting it right.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then our guy, Şengün. That's great. And for the Houston Rockets, you got a terrific young player. You got a lot of terrific young players, and there'll be others that will end up being in the All-Star game someday too. But this is great. And so this is terrific. I don't know. Jaren Jackson, he was an All-Star last year, right?
I think he's been an All-Star before.
Yeah, I think he's been an All-Star.
Do you remember when we did the Heat Check show on Sky Sports? This was before the draft, the year that Şengün was drafted. And I gave they asked me to break down some of the European prospects. And I remember.
I remember you loved him from day one. So
yes. Because he plays like all me, of the, right? But what I said, what I said on that show, I think someone will have the clip somewhere, is that he can one day be like Domantas Sabonis, but better. And the big conversation last night online was that Domantas Sabonis was snubbed. And a lot of fans, they think that Domantas Sabonis should have been an All-Star instead of Alperen Şengün. And then they like to post, you know, the individual stats, and they're saying he's not even averaging 20, so on and so forth. I'm of the belief that winning in this league should be rewarded, right? I think all the top four teams in each conference should have at least one All-Star, because otherwise, what are we doing here? We're rewarding winning, right? And I'm not saying this is a knock to Sabonis, but you're the 10th seed.
Right.
Okay? You're in the play-in. Are they still the 10th seed? Let me pull up the standings real quick.
Right.
You know, you're in the play-in picture. Yeah, you're the 10th seed. You're one game above 500, okay? The Rockets are 32-15, sitting second in the Western Conference that everyone talks about being the tougher conference, okay? Mm-hmm. So to tell me that Sabonis should be an All-Star instead of Şengün just because he has slightly better individual numbers, I'm not buying it. And then people say, well, it's not Sabonis' fault. He's on the Kings, and the Kings are a terrible franchise. Well, at the start of the season, well, even now, look at it on paper. You've got De'Aaron Fox, who is better than Fred VanVleet. You signed the biggest free agent you have in a while in Sacramento in DeMar DeRozan. You re-signed Malik Monk. You know, on paper, one could make a case that the Kings could be better than the Houston Rockets. Now, obviously, that's not the way the season has played out. And Alperen Şengün, who's been an integral part of them winning, And I just, similar to what we were saying yesterday, I just don't care about the individual stats. But what are we going to do? Take a player off the number two seed in the West so that someone on the 10 seed can get in because they're averaging, what, 3 more points a game or their plus minus is slightly better? I don't understand the logic that people have here. Like, credit to Sabonis, he's a great player, okay?
Right.
But this is the All-Star game, is about winning. This is the same as what we said yesterday. It's not a game of, oh, this guy has great individual stats. And we'll talk about this more in the Eastern Conference as well. But for me, you've got to reward winning. Now, obviously, I say all of that, and Wembanyama's an All-Star. He's on the 20 and 24 Spurs, who are the 12th seed. But the difference is, with Wemby is you can genuinely make a case that he's on a rebuilding team. And on paper, his team is not as strong as some of these other teams that are out there in the West. And he's putting up historic numbers and historic
Yes,
performances every time we come
that's what I was
out.
going to say.
That's the
Yes.
difference between Wemby and Sabonis, is
Right.
the Kings were put together to compete this year. They're the 10th seed. Devin Booker is complaining in the media now that he's not an all-star. He said, I can't remember what his quote was. He said it's a popularity contest or something. The Suns, 9th seed. He said, on being snubbed as an all-star, Devin Booker said it was a goal of mine, but this just reproves that the NBA is different than the NBA I fell in love with. All the best players made the all-star game. Now it's entertainment, drama, and a political league. Here's the thing, right? Because a lot of people, even when we spoke about this, I said that James Harden should be an all-star. You and Scott, I don't know if you had the same opinion, whatnot. I also think Norman Powell could have been an all-star this season. But Devin Booker, without KD, is 1-9 this season. Like, I don't care about the individual stats. They're 1-9 when KD's out and just Devin Booker's playing, right? When James Harden plays without Kawhi Leonard, they're 20-15. They're 5 games above 500. So it's about winning. That's the way I see it, at least. I don't care about the individual stats that Booker's averaging 3 more points and he's averaging, what, 2% better from the field, or his true shooting percentage is actually worse than Harden's. But this league should be, and I'm glad that the way the All-Stars have come out this year, it should be about rewarding winning. It should be a player from each of the top four teams. I'm glad Jaren Jackson Jr. made it. I'm glad Alperen Şengün made it. I'm glad James Harden made it, because these guys have been contributing to actual tangible wins for their team. And I get
Right.
not everyone can get a spot, and it's kind of unfair to guys like Sabonis and Booker, but you guys are in the play-in. Why do you think you deserve to be in the All-Star game? You're on teams that are built to compete, yet you're in the play-in. Wembanyama, he's on a rebuilding team that's arguably, if it wasn't for him, they'd be bottom of the West. He's on a rebuilding team. The rest of you
Right.
guys, you're on teams that your front office has put together to win, and you're not doing it. So how can you complain? That's my old man rant for today. I thought I'll have a
Well,
turn.
it's I get it every year. I think it's something that we do every year. Someone gets snubbed, and I get it. But my view is that they got it right. I love it. I love the fact when young players are rewarded. They're rewarded not for just being announced in the game, but they're rewarded for what they did over the summer when no one's looking. And I think all three of these young players have terrific, they're going to have terrific careers moving forward. And it's so many first timers that I think this All-Star game has a chance. I just wish they would just play instead of, they have some different
Tournament
formula.
now, yeah.
Yeah, but I just hope these young people come here, take advantage of this opportunity, and really begin to take back the, what it means to be an all-star. And there are so many young players, Shai Alexander, for instance, and Anthony Edwards and Jaren Jackson and Sengun and Wembanyama and all these guys. So, I just hope that these young people take advantage of this opportunity and take advantage of saying, I want to leave this All-Star weekend with everyone saying, I'm the best player. I got announced to the best teams, but you want to separate yourself and say, I'm the best player, and begin to lay the foundation of what this league is going to look like in the future. Take that responsibility of saying, I want to be the best. So Congrats to the West. And are we going to go to the East?
Yes, we will. So the Eastern Conference stars, Giannis, Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Karl-Anthony Towns. I think we were kind of spot on with the East starters. The bench for the East, Jaylen Brown, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Herro, Damian Lillard, Evan Mobley, and Pascal Siakam.
Well, it's not my Detroit Pistons. It's not your Detroit Pistons. It's our Detroit Pistons. And congratulations to the Pistons. And even though he's not there currently, I want to say congratulations to Troy Weaver, the executive, former executive of the Detroit Pistons, who drafted Cade Cunningham. Let's not forget that. And, over the last 2 years or so, they've gone through some tough times up there in Detroit. And Mo, I'm a Detroit fan through and through. And Cade Cunningham has, he had a breakthrough. He's had a breakthrough season thus far. And Troy Weaver drafted this young man number one, what, 2 years ago? Is it 2 years ago now, Mo? Two,
3
two,
years
three years,
ago?
two, 3 years ago now?
I'm getting old, B. I'm losing track of
Yeah,
time.
exactly. But this young man and Jalen Dern and all of these guys,
It's 4 years
and
now. This is his fourth season, B. We're getting old.
when you start looking back at the players that they drafted, Jalen Dern, Thompson Twin, Cade Cunningham, and others, they got it right in the draft. They got it right. And this proves that it's going to take time. You talk about development and all the things, and things happen for whatever the reasons may be. That's another discussion. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But I want to make sure that we recognize the gentleman who put that together, and that's Troy Weaver. And I think the biggest thing for the Detroit Pistons is to say the following. Now, everything that they've done thus far was under Troy Weaver's time clock. That's just a fact. Now let's see what they're going to do here now, because this team, in my opinion, Mo, watching them, they should be in the playoffs this year. They're a little ahead of schedule when you compare what they did last year to this year. So I'm very interested to see what the organization does at the trade deadline, because I think they should be in the top eight in the East. I really do, Mo. Now they have an all-star. Now they have a player that they can say he can go get me 25 or so a night. They've got some nice veterans. So congratulations to Mr. Cade Cunningham. Congratulations to, the city of Detroit. And may I say, Mo, this team has a little attitude. I'm not gonna give him the bad boys title just yet. But they got a little attitude
Hey,
up
Beef
there.
Stew would have a thing or two to say about that.
You know what? Beef stew can play for me any day. That's what I'm always looking for. So, congratulations to the Pistons. Congratulations to all of the guys that, first time over there. Evan Mobley, for instance. This is great for
Tyler Herro,
him.
by the way.
Tyler Herro,
In the midst
congratulations.
of Bam not really playing any offense and Jimmy Butler holding the franchise hostage, he's been having a real
Yeah.
good season, man. Shout out to Tyler
He
Herro.
Tyler Herro has evolved. When you see young players that can function in the chaos, that's always a good sign. So congratulations. And the Cavaliers had what, three guys, four guys? Or, they had three guys, right? The
Yeah, they've got
Cavs.
three guys. Jared Allen didn't make the cut.
So this is great, and I love it. And I'm excited to see Evan Mobley, Victor Wembanyama. I'm beginning to get myself geared up for the 28 Olympics, because a lot of these players I expect to be ascending even higher than what they currently are. And by 28, I think Evan Mobley and Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, these are the type of players. And Mo, Those are 3 7-footers. I got seven more. I got seven more to find, Mo. I got seven more to find. So I'm excited. You got Giannis. You got Anthony Davis, Mo. I'm excited right now, Mo. I'm excited. Kevin Durant's over there.
No, he ain't going to be playing in the Olympics in
He's
2028.
not gonna
That'd
be
be
playing,
crazy.
but you know, but
But
Mo, he's a 7-footer.
let me ask you this, right? Trae Young, once again, feels like he deserves to be an all-star and didn't quite make the cut.
Okay, so
So,
I'm gonna ask you this: Who
okay.
you taking off? Who you taking off? Just tell
But
me who
no,
you
no,
taking
no,
off.
no, 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 no.
Yeah, I'm
Because
asking you
you're
that.
asking the wrong
Who
person. You're asking the wrong person. Because do you know what my perspective is?
you? Okay.
Trae Young, you're on a 7-game losing streak. You've got bigger problems to worry about than making an all-star game.
That's true. True.
Do you see
True.
what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here? You're the 9 seed. Like,
True.
who are we taking off that roster? Who doesn't deserve to be there? That Trae Young, like, his individual stats are fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Trae is a very, very talented basketball player.
Yes.
But like I said before, this game is about winning. And if you are
Yes.
not winning, and I know he's got injuries to his teammates and things like that, but since that one run to the Eastern Conference Finals, which where they were the benefactor of Ben Simmons having a meltdown, but since that one run, what has the Atlanta Hawks done in this league? They're a perennial play-in team year after year. We can just pencil the Bulls and the Hawks for that 9-10 play-in game every year if we really have to. And
Well,
the other thing is, a lot of people were telling me LaMelo Ball should have been an all-star because he's putting up fantastic numbers, okay? And I said, that's valid. He is putting up fantastic numbers. He's had a great offensive season. The Hornets are 12 and 32. Okay. And they say, but it's not his fault. Someone tweeted me, they said, it's not his fault. He's on the worst team, the worst franchise in sports, the Charlotte Hornets. I said, hold on a second. I said, hold on a second. Wait, I've got to pull up the numbers on this one. Okay. I said, hold up a second. Because LaMelo Ball signed. Where is it? Where is it? I have so many tweets from people yesterday that LaMelo Ball signed a 5-year, $204 million extension with the Charlotte Hornets. If he really wanted to win in this league, and if the Charlotte Hornets really were the worst franchise in sports, he could have left. No one forced him to take that money and stay in Charlotte. And this is what comes with it. If you want to be an all-star and all of these things, and yeah, you want the fan vote and you want a player vote, whatever. But this league's about winning. If you really wanted to compete and win in this league, you could have walked out of Charlotte after your rookie contract expired. No one forced you to stay there. But you like getting more money because that's the team that drafted you than you would taking slightly less money and winning somewhere else. And I think LaMelo's a great player. But you can't be telling me that's the reason. Oh, he has great stats, but he's on a losing team. But it's not his fault that he's on a losing team. No one's forcing him to stay there. We're in a player empowerment era where all these guys come out and say, oh, I want to trade. Oh, I'm leaving a free agency to go and team up with this guy and that guy. If you don't want to lose and be on a losing franchise, leave the franchise. This is the era we're in. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I can't argue. Everyone wants to win, but someone's got to take the responsibility of why you win and why you lose. And the only people that can shoulder that responsibility is the people who are out there playing. That's what it is. Like, so with that, let's take on that responsibility if you're the player. Some players welcome that responsibility. Some players accept that and accountability of, the record and what the franchise looks like. So, terrific talent, no doubt about that. But with that talent comes a responsibility. And here we are. So, we'll see how this plays out. He's a young player.
He's a
I
terrific
think
player.
for Yeah, I think for him, the biggest thing is for him to get healthy and where he can consistently go out there night in and night out and play and see how good they can all become. I mean, they got some good young talent over there, but the Charlotte Hornets, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You can make your case by the numbers. You know what I'm about, Mo. I'm about winning. And right now, he's a good player, and it takes time. So, we'll see how this plays out. I think he's been an all-star once, right? Right? Hasn't he been an
Yeah.
all-star once? Yeah. So, but we'll see. I think they, for the most part, I think they got it right in the East too. So,
Yeah, I don't have any objections to this year's All-Star selections.
I don't either.
I'll say that.
I really don't. I don't have any that I felt was could have maybe. I think for the most part they got this right.
Yeah. I think the fans now, and I saw it all last night, is they just post their favorite player stats versus a player who's in the All-Star game stats. And they're like, well,
Right.
he averages more points and he averages better shooting percentage. I don't care. And I'm going to just tell you this right now. I don't care. And it worries me, BJ, that maybe I talk to you too much. I'm becoming too old school.
Is it
I just don't
but yeah,
care anymore.
well, Mo, it's not, the thing is about the game, it's kind of like life. The more you learn about it, the more you live it and experience it, you stop sweating the small
Yeah.
things.
My thing is this, is like life is not fair, right? Like BJ, you and I, we have the best show. We talked about it yesterday. We have the best show, okay? But we don't do the same numbers that Stephen A. Smith does.
Right.
Therefore, am I mad when I don't get nominated for an Emmy and Stephen A. Smith? No, I'm not mad. I don't say, yeah, but actually our true listener percentage, our real basketball percentage, I'm not mad.
Right,
We got the best
right.
show, and I'm happy knowing that we do the best we do. And we
Well,
have the
here,
best listeners, and they will tune in and
no,
listen,
here,
right? But I'm
and
not going
here,
to sit here and complain that I wasn't invited to the Emmys this year. I'm not going to sit here and complain that
you
I'm not on the
know,
red carpet at All-Star Weekend. I'm going to just do what I do. And over
yeah.
time, I will prove that we are going to be the champions. Even if the world don't
Yeah.
recognize it now, I'm not going to go and complain about it. I'm going to just keep doing what I do.
Yeah, if it's anything, and I agree with you, Mo, and if it's anything you can take from this, is in whatever you do, whatever profession, whatever you do, it's two things required. One, do your best. That's the first thing. Second, you want to have the respect of your peers, right? Too many times when you're younger, you're looking for outside validation of what you do. All-star games, popularity contests, and all of those things. Truthfully, the respect of your peers, that's the only thing that really matters. Because let me tell you who really know who the best players are in the NBA are the players.
Well, the players had
Yeah,
LaMelo third in their voting, I think, for the Eastern Conference.
the
But
players, you're okay. So the players all know. The people like you and I who watch, every single day for whatever reason we do, we know. these are fun things and fun topics, but we know. And why do we know? Because we watch. We watch the games. When you watch the games, okay, you can have a viewpoint. When you play the game, coach the game, you're involved in it, you're around these players, you know. They know. However, this is the business, and I'm sure there is a lot of decision making that goes on behind the scenes to get to this point. But as I said, very politely, for the most part, they got it right. And it's no perfect way to select, a roster, but I think they got it right. Mostly, I think mostly got it right. Some years, I don't agree with it, but this year, overall, I think they got it right.
absolutely. Absolutely. Aside from that, the other big news yesterday was Terry Rozier being under federal investigation for allegedly, I think I have to put in the allegedly disclaimer, fixing some games. Even though the evidence is overwhelming, we're going to have to see what happens with that. So I think we will not talk about that until that case is closed. But that's kind of crazy. But just going back to All-Star, LaMelo Ball is the first player in NBA history to lead their respective category in All-Star fan votes and not make the team.
Who's this?
LaMelo.
Oh.
He had the most votes, but he didn't make the team. But I just don't know, like, what's the process here? Because you're doing fan votes, media votes, and then the coaches pick the
How
bench.
does that work then? Well, if he got the most votes.
Because it's also player votes and media votes, I believe. that all factor into the stars. So I guess the
Oh, is that
media
what it
didn't
is?
show him love in the same way they did. But what are
Oh,
we gonna
so
do?
oh, it's
Not
a
give,
combination. It's a
yeah,
combination of the fan votes,
media
media
votes and player
votes, and player
votes. And then
votes.
I think the coaches pick the benches.
Got
But
it.
what are we gonna take out Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell from the starting lineup? I don't know. Like, you can make a case that maybe Pascal Siakam or Dame, I guess, would be the two names that you might want to remove. But they've won 12 games this season, man. The Hornets have won 12 games. At least give me 20. At least, do you know what
Hasn't
I'm
he missed a
saying?
significant? How many
Yeah.
games has he missed this year?
LaMelo Ball has played a total of 31 games so far this season. The Hornets are 12 and 32. So he's missed what, 13 games? Which is not too bad.
No.
And I think he's currently injured. He picked up that turned ankle against the Lakers. But
Oh.
I think, the Hornets, they're gonna improve next year. Brandon Miller's gonna be back because I know he's got an injury. They'll keep pushing and we'll see what happens with it. But
Right.
I was seeing interviews from like Jordan Poole talking about being an all-star this year. Brother, the Wizards are 6-41. Respectfully. How do you think you're making the all-star game? And you're 6-41. This is one of the worst regular season teams we've ever seen. And you're talking in an interview about, oh, I'm playing at an all-star level. No, you're not. No, you're not. Like, okay, your percentage of pull-up threes from 25 feet out is improved from last. I don't care. Like, Jordan Poole's a great guy. I got a lot of love for Jordan Poole, but you're 6-41. You ain't making the All-Star game, bro. Like, what are we doing
Yeah,
here?
that's pretty funny. That's pretty
You know what I'm
funny.
saying? Like, everyone feels in the world now, everyone feels entitled to just, everything. And I'm just like, no, you gotta win. So there we are. Another week here at the Hoop Genius Podcast. BJ, what's your plans for the weekend? How's your coaching going with you?
Coaching is we are 2-0. We're going into the game this weekend with our group. Great. We have a great group of young people. So, it's excellent, Mo. I just love the
2-0,
opportunity.
did you say?
Yeah, we're 2-0.
You
Yeah,
might have some
we
all-stars on
are.
the
Mo, I'm just looking for the first loose ball, and one of our kids just dives on the loose ball. That's what I'm most
That's what I'm
excited
talking
for.
about.
Yeah,
That's what
that's
I'm
what
talking
I'm most
about.
that's what I'm most excited for, Mo.
Your rant the other week about me becoming a dad, it was getting me in trouble, B.
Oh, wow.
I was getting DMs asking where they can send an application to. I said,
Oh,
chill out. I said, you guys gotta chill out.
Well, Mo, it must be nice to be wanted, Mo.
Hey, I'll tell you this, it's nice, but it's stressful. I only got 24 hours in a day, B. I only got 24 hours.
The rest of us, ladies and gentlemen, if we could only live the life that Mo is living, we're just
You don't want this life. You don't want this life.
yeah,
I'll
this.
burden. I'll shoulder this burden on behalf of everyone else.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. Yes. Let us know what we are missing out on.
I will do that, but not live on the air. How about that?
Okay. So,
But
and moving right along.
yeah, that's another week. Make sure you guys subscribe to the show. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back on Monday. Scott will be back in the house and.
Oh, Scott.
Yep, Scotty
Oh.
P will be back in the house because I think Monday will be what, 5 days until the trade deadline or less?
Let's get our executive extraordinaire.
Yeah, the trade deadline's on Thursday, so
Oh,
things are gonna be
shit.
heating up.
We
The
may need
man.
Scott. We may need Scott maybe a couple times next week.
Oh hell yeah. Hell yeah. We
Yeah.
might need to get our friend
Got
Chris
him.
Haynes for
Oh,
some of the rumors and rumblings that he has from his sources. You might have to get
I
Chris,
know.
but I know it's a busy week for him. But shout out to Chris.
Please shout out to Chris and
Haynes Briefs.
Haynes Breeze.
No,
That's the greatest
Chris,
name. That's the
my
greatest
brother
name.
Chris, you gotta holler at me. We gotta work on his branding. Because I don't know what it's like in America, but in the UK, Haynes Briefs has a different meaning. No one trying to click on Haynes' briefs. That's crazy. We got work on it. But
Shout
he's
out to
always
Chris
there with the
Haynes.
news every day, just on his own
He's
feed. I
there.
respect the independence to go out and do it. And he's always consistent. And what I like about Chris is he's always telling both sides of the story as well. You know, like we see a lot of reporting, for example, the Jimmy Butler stuff. The news story came out that he's not flying on the team plane and stuff. But then Chris came out and said, yeah, but that's because his dad was ill and he had to go see his dad or whatever it is. It's nice to have people in the media that share, you know, the player side of things as well. So shout out to Chris every time.
Right.
You know, bringing the human aspect.
And Haynes, if you're listening, give this man a deal. I mean, this is... Give this man a deal.
Yeah, we trying to see Haynes back on the TV next season. That's what we're trying to see. But yeah, everyone listening, have a blessed weekend. BJ, I hope you guys go 3-0 this weekend.
Yes, thank you, Mo.
Keep the winning rolling. And as Scott says, B, if you don't see me, don't look for me this weekend. Catch you next time. Like, subscribe, comment. Until then, get buckets.